Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Welcome in back inside Kauffman Stadium where the Royals drop the second game of the season and thus drop the first series of the season. Falling this afternoon by a final count of 5-1. Happened quick, didn't it? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. We'll get right to you. I'm not interested in bloviating. You don't want to hear me yell. I did plenty of that after the opener. I want to turn it over to you. So again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. Honestly, I'm in a better place today than I was after the opener. But I have a feeling that you are not, and I understand why you would not be feeling any better than you were Thursday night. So again, the phone number one more time. It's the same as our text line number. If you can't verbalize it, if you want to just shoot me a text, you go right ahead. Again, the number, 913-586-7610. This one, to me, is easy to find the culprit, easy to boil this one down. And to me, that culprit, that goat of this 5-1 loss is the man saddled with the L, the veteran of all veterans on the team, the oldest Royal, Will Smith. 4 runs in the 9th inning. And I understand James MacArthur's the one that coughed up the lead in the eighth inning, but if I can be honest with you, of the three relievers we watched this afternoon, I thought James MacArthur looked better than any of them. Better than Schreiber, better than Smith. I thought James MacArthur looked good, and he was beaten by a chopper over the third baseman's head. But Will Smith, that's a different story. Now, even as I say that, I'm going to acknowledge that that hit batsman with one out to put a man on to really start the rally for the Twins in the ninth inning, that was a very questionable hit batsman. But nonetheless, can't miss, and then you can't walk the very next hitter. Can't be giving up free bases in the ninth inning. Nobody knows that better than Will Smith, and that's why I'm good. I'm not happy, or this certainly isn't a celebration, but I'm not down on Will Smith. I'm not worried that this becomes a trend or something to be concerned about moving forward. What worried me about this team, about this season, what had me so very irate after the opening day loss was the offense. I've told you that I believe this pitching staff, this newfangled rotation, this rebuilt bullpen, I thought 60-70% of the time they're going to give you a chance to win. And certainly Seth Lugo did that today. The offense is able to muster one run once again. And sure, there are culprits in the lineup. There have been disappointing starts to this offense. Hunter Renfro's 0-for-7 with 4 punchouts. Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez are each 0-for-7 with a walk. But like Will Smith, I'm not going to sit here and sweat Salvador Perez. I'm not sweating Hunter Renfro. And I'm not sweating Vinny Pasquantino. Those three rough starts. Rough first two games. Rough start for Will Smith. But if I don't believe that it's an issue with those guys, if you don't believe it's going to be an issue with those guys, I don't know what we're pulling our hair out about today. Unless you are. Are you concerned about Will Smith after one outing? Salvi after two? Renfro after two? Vinny after two? I can't say that. I'm impressed with Seth Lugo. I can't wait to watch Bobby Witt Jr. another 160 times this season. You kidding me, Bob? 3 doubles and 2 walks in the first 2 games? Well, how about you, Royals fans? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Those are my game notes brought to you, as always, by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. All right, phone lines are open. Let's go to Nathan in Kansas City. Nathan, you're going to hit leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
I don't think that, like, we should be worried right now. I think it's going to take a couple games, maybe, like, a couple series to get back in the flow of things. And then once people settle in, I think they'll be fine. And then start winning some ball games. Starting pitching's already showed that they're going to do what they're going to do. And then if the bullpen can settle in, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, listen, appreciate the phone call, Nathan. If the rotation's given you this or something close to this, which – 6 innings of shutout baseball today from Seth Lugo, 6 innings of 2-run ball from Reagans in the opener with 9 punchouts. Bottom line, they're giving you a chance to win. This is above and beyond, possibly, what we've seen over the first 2 games. But that's what gave me hope coming into the season. And it's odd having hope following a 106-loss campaign. The reason why last year was so very hopeless was because you didn't have pitching. It appears as if, in my opinion, you have a much better rotation. I believe you have a better bullpen. And like Q mentioned a moment ago, if we get these types of efforts from our starting pitchers, we're going to win more often than not. And I agree. Some shaky defense there in the ninth inning. We've seen some shaky defense late in each of the first 2 games, some shaky moments from the bullpen in each of the first 2 games. But as the season progresses, if these starters continue to eat up frames, you're going to allow that bullpen to rest. I think they're going to be solid. And I'll take solid. I think we would all take solid. Solid is what we're hoping for this season. For as much as we want to talk about competing for the division, I've been screaming since early February, just please maintain through May. Don't drown early on this season. Survive the deep end. Got to win one of these. Got to win tomorrow. Cannot start the first work week, full work week of the baseball season, fresh off being swept at home in the season opening camp, the season opening series of the season. Can't happen. Cannot happen. Brady Singer on the bump tomorrow, opposite fellow right-hander Bailey Ober. I'll be on the air with your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Orioles. I'll have those for you tomorrow beginning at 12 noon. All right, back to the phone calls, 913-586-7610. Royals fall 5-1. We go out to Overland Park, and Daniel, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Josh? I'm with you on that I'm not concerned about our players necessarily. I don't think it's an issue with Salvador Perez or any of those guys who have had a bad start to the season. I find more issue with that this is a pattern from previous years where we get off to awful starts. I mean, our runners in scoring position hitting, I don't know what it is, like it's 1-for-12 or 1-for-13. Feels like we see those figures every year, and then by May 1st, we're 8 games back of first place in the division, and we're digging ourselves a hole that we can't get out of. Even when our, and I think we do have a good lineup, even when that lineup starts producing, it always feels too little too late. And yeah. I'm not sure what the solution to that is.
Well, get better players. That's the hope. This season is that they got better players. Appreciate the phone call, Daniel. You mentioned, oh, it feels as if we always get off to bad starts. You do, because you're normally a bad team. I'm certainly not going to say that this is a bad team. We're 2 games in. Not even thinking like that just yet. 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. To answer your question, you were indeed correct. 0-for-6 in the opener, 1-for-6 today. A big one, MJ Melendez, center cut fastball. He goes the other way with it to plate Bobby Witt Jr. to put the Royals on the board, to give the Royals a 1-0 lead there in the bottom of the sixth inning. It was short-lived. Twins tie it up in the eighth inning and then put 4 on Will Smith to win it in the ninth. 913-586-7610. I understand viewing this team as if it's here we go again. 2018, 2019, 20, 21, 20. Now, despite the fact that 2021 team actually got off to a pretty good start, were the best team in baseball at the end of April, you forget about it as they, wet themselves over the final 5 months of the season. So as we learned in 2021, you're not going to win the division in April, but as we learned in 2023, you can certainly lose it in April. The only thing that gives me solace after back-to-back losses, after seeing some of the same stuff we saw a season ago, what gives me solace that this isn't same old Royals, that this won't be another 90-100 loss campaign, is the pitching staff. From Reagans to Lugo, we're going to see Brady Singer tomorrow, Michael Wacha's veteran presence in the opener, opening day in Baltimore, Alec Marsh, and a whole new stable of relievers. I understand some are down after a poor debut for Chris Stratton on Thursday and a shaky return today from Will Smith. But those veterans have had starts like this before. Will Smith has had bad stretches. Chris Stratton has had bad stretches, and they have figured a way to get out of it. Just like Salvi's had horrible stretches, and you've seen him get out of it. Renfro's had bad stretches, and yet each of the past 5 seasons in which they're playing 162, Hunter Renfro's running into 50 extra base hits. So when you have that on your baseball card, when you have that on your baseball reference page, it allows me to whew, 913-586-7610. Now, if MJ or Isbell or guys without the track record of success, consistent success, if those were the guys at the fulcrum of these losses, okay, maybe I would be a little bit more panicked, but I didn't see poor execution offensively. I didn't see very many opportunities, but I loved what I saw from MJ Melendez. Bobby's continuing to look like a star. And that much improved pitching staff, I believe, has been just that. Let's go to Hagen in Kansas City. You're next up as the Royals lose 5-1. Go ahead, buddy.
All right. I just have a small bone to pick, right, with the offense especially. So we bring some big names in. Garrett Hampson, Adam Frazier, Hunter Renfro, right? You know, beef it up around Taz and Bobby Witt,
big
right?
Names, but okay. Okay, sure.
Decent names for Kansas City, right?
Well, Hunter Renfro, I would say, is and Adam Frazier. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And seeing them play, I don't think we'll win 40 games. They look abysmal. The offense is a train wreck. Sign Chris Stratton and Will Smith. Looks like they haven't thrown a ball in 15 years. So I just wanted to rant about that because I was at the game today, and it was pitiful, to say the least. It truly was.
All right. Okay. All right. Got you down. A little hyperbolic, but we have you down nonetheless. Let's go to Daryl in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? How you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you? I'm doing much better than I was after the opener. I'll tell you that much, Daryl.
Well, I tell you what, I'm optimistic, unlike that last caller. I think the only thing I'm sweating right now is the bullpen, and I just don't know how you don't roll out your best reliever when you need to win a game today. And we all know that's Jordan Lyles. He was an innings eater last year in the rotation. He'll be an innings eater in the bullpen this year. I bet he would have only given up one or two runs in the ninth day. Would have kept us in the ball game. That's my only sweat is the bullpen. Who do you think our best reliever is, Vern?
I think it's James MacArthur, the guy who gave up the lead, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
thanks for the phone call, Daryl.
Yes,
he did. Yes, he did. Daryl, thank you for the phone call. Daryl wanted to see Jordan Lyles. I'm guessing in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. That's what it sounded like. Either that or he's just having a good time on a Saturday night. How about Nick in KCK? Nick, what do you got for us, buddy? I think Nick's gone. All right, Kathy in Los Angeles. What say you?
Lugo and Waka last year with the Padres, and I was so happy to see that the Royals picked them up because they really needed the pitching, and it was nice to see that the owners spending money on the team. I'd seen that, you know, with the Padres in the last few years, spending money on the team, which is nice to see. So, the last two games, the offense has been a little lackluster, but I'm still optimistic about this team just because of everything that's going on. And it's nice to see that the Royals hopefully will have a good season this year. So, it's nice to see this.
Yeah, I appreciate you squeezing some optimism out, Kathy. I can hear the dejection in your voice. But I appreciate you squeezing some optimism out. Kathy, of course, our resident Royals Padres fan. You better go all in on the Royals. I'm sorry. I don't like the Pods this year. I think they're a fourth place team in the National League West. Kathy, always nice hearing from you. I hope the weather's nice out there. Royals lose 5-1. They look to salvage one in this series tomorrow with Brady Singer. Man, how many times have we done this over the past 4 years where it's Brady, bud, we desperately need you. Yeah, we haven't been able to win. We need you to stop the bleeding and turn this thing around. Brady Singer on the hill tomorrow, 1:10 for the first pitch. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
And here's the pitch. Witt smashes it through the right side, a base hit into right center field. Like lightning, he takes off for first. Rounds, he's going for two. Walner's throw off the mark. Witt dives. He's safe. The Bobby Witt Jr. has his second double of the game, and this one was all speed.
7.7 seconds home to second base. Nobody's done it quicker than Bobby Witt Jr. thus far this season. Bobby's speed double in the sixth is rewarded three batters later when MJ drives him in with a two-out knock to the opposite field. You heard Jake Eisenberg there say second double of the day from Bobby. His first was a 392-foot one-out blast to right center field. Vinny walked following that fourth inning double from Bobby. And then Salvi flew out to center, and MJ Melendez was undressed by Joe Ryan to finish off that frame. I say that MJ still 2-for-4 today. That RBI knock in the sixth, a one-out single in the ninth, a great diving catch in the fourth. Good start to the season for MJ Melendez, a guy that I've been telling you is one of the three biggest keys to the season. It's been my opinion that Reagans, Singer, and Melendez, if those three can meet or exceed expectations, the Royals should be competing into August and maybe September. Today, they were competing. One nothing lead after six, after seven, but the Twins tie it up in the eighth, getting to James MacArthur for one, and then they get to Will Smith for four in the ninth. Will Smith saddled with the loss. Royals 0-2 for a second straight season. They've been able to muster a grand total of two runs through the first two games. Second fewest in franchise history through two games. Only last year's team started off worse. Last year, they didn't score a single freaking run in the first two games, period. I think it was 20 innings before they pushed one across. So there, huh? 913-586-7610 is our phone number. 913-586-7610. Let's head out to Virginia and talk with Jacob. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing tonight? You're sounding a little better than I thought you would about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, I was ticked off after the opener. I'm just having a tough time, Jacob. Because the opener to me, that was, MJ had a chance. You look at Vinny and Frazier. They didn't advance runners. Today it's Salvi. It's Will Smith. It's Hunter Renfro. They have a track record.
Yeah.
So that's what's giving me solace today, or that's what I'm taking solace in, I should say.
I like it. So hey, let's. I want to get your perspective on the last two games. So the top half, this Royals lineup has a lot of their young guys that we're relying on taking steps forward. You know, you talk about MJ Melendez, Michael Garcia's been looking solid. Like, how are you feeling about the top half of the Royals lineup through two games? And I'll listen off air. Thanks, man.
Well, it's tough to read all that much into two games, right? To me, the totality of the career outweighs two games. Like Salvi's 0-for-7 with a walk, but I know what Salvi is. So through two games, I feel the same way about Salvi as I always have. Salvi, Vinny, and Bobby to me are, let me put it this, those three need to be the constants on the team. I can't show up to the ballpark saying, man, I hope I get good Bobby today. No, you need good Bobby every day if you're going to win. Can't show up to the ballpark saying, man, I hope Vinny and Salvi get it going today. They got to get it going if this team is going to compete into the summer months. So Witt, Vinny, and Salvi, regardless their number.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership. and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Bobby's are great. Vinny and Salvi are both 0-for-7 with a walk to start the season. We all know if that continues, this team's going absolutely nowhere. So regardless how they've started, those three are as vital as they come. I mean, they're your 2, 3, 4 hitters. They're the three most important hitters to this team, in my opinion. Michael Garcia, I mentioned after Thursday's game, that leadoff home run to start the season did have me just a little worried, like Willie Mays Hayes stuff. But I believe that Michael Garcia is a smart enough baseball player. I think he has a very high baseball IQ. He knows his avenue, at least where he's at right now physically. His avenue to staying in the big leagues throughout this year and for years to come is to remain a gap-to-gap hitter up the middle of the other way. Garcia today 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but boy, the outside part of the plate, outside to righties, was wide open today. Home plate umpire was really giving them that outside corner, glove side, for right-handed pitchers. Home plate umpire Tripp Gibson, a big zone away to righties. Got Michael Garcia a couple times. So, Michael, I played it on the On Deck show. J.J. Piccolo, I thought, had a great quote talking about Garcia, saying that we believe he'll become the type of player that is known around the country, around the game. He'll be a name player. He certainly has the glove. I think he has the competitiveness. I think he has the confidence. And I think he has the baseball IQ. It's all there, so I still feel really good about Michael Garcia. I mentioned Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. MJ, like I mentioned, he's one of the three guys that will swing the pendulum one way or the other. Again, the pendulum only points to lose, to consistent losing, if there's no good Bobby, good Vinny, good Salvi. But if there's good MJ to go along with those guys, now the pendulum's starting to swing where, okay, maybe we're competing. Maybe we're competing for this division for a wild card spot. Then you throw in a good Reagans and a good Singer. Yeah, that team's got a real chance of going to the postseason. So I like the top half of this lineup. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7610. Strong finish to 2023 for MJ Melendez. Looks like he's carrying that, at least thus far, into 2024, right? Had an OPS near 850 in the second half last season. And so far through two games, he's 3-for-8 with a double, a pair of singles, and a run driven in. 913-586-7610. Add it all up. It's still a loss. Royals lose 5-1, now 0-2 on the young season. Let's go to Chase, who's leaving Kauffman Stadium. Chase gave up on waiting. Yeah, I understand. Let's go to MJ in Belton. MJ, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Vern? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
I love your show. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to put this on Fesco. Fesco said we were going to go 162-0. Now, I know
he says that every year.
That he's not right. But at the same time, I've been watching these games. I do love what has been going on the last two games. I love what I'm seeing. This is appreciative. I love these guys. I love what we're doing. But at the same time, as one of your callers said earlier, they should have put the other guy in. God damn it.
Man, there we go. That's all right. All right. I guess I'd be curious in what you're loving. Starting pitching, maybe, because I'm loving that. Loving what I saw from Cole Reagans on Thursday. It was a joy watching Seth Lugo today, especially that fourth inning. Two on, nobody out. MJ Melendez makes a great diving catch to save at least one run, robbing Carlos Correa of an RBI double. And then Lugo gets Wallner swinging through a curveball and gets Carlos Santana to ground out to end the threat and keep the game scoreless at that point. MJ, appreciate the phone call. If you figure out who you wanted to see, shoot me a text. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 816, text here. Says, Vern, I used to listen to every game when driving. Now I just wait until the post-game show to get the bad news. All right, cut it out. We're two games in. It's not always going to be bad news. I better win tomorrow. Let's go to Craig in Clinton. Craig, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
What's up, man? I just want to get all the Royals fans off the ledge here. This team is not disappointing at all. The starting pitching is everything. I mean, you think about it last year, man, to this year. I mean, it's all positive, man. We just need the offense to come around. Everything's going to come around. You know what I mean? But
I like it.
Yeah, that's all I got to say, man. I love the starting pitching. I love this. Pitching wins you championships, man.
Yeah.
And here we go.
You know that's right.
I'm happy.
Yeah. I like it. I like it, Craig. Yes, you continue to get quality starts night in and night out. You're going to win a lot more than you lose. Or at least that's what the history of the game would tell you. Who knows what the Royals are going to say to the history of the game. Speaking of that starting pitcher, let's head inside the Royals clubhouse and hear what Seth Lugo had to say following six innings of two-hit baseball. One walk, four punch-outs for the second oldest Royal in that clubhouse. Here's Seth Lugo, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I felt good. You know, it was a nice weather out there. It was, you know, it was fun. It's fun to be competing here.
Any nerves or anything for your official debut?
Yeah. You know, it took me probably two or three batters to get settled in, but, you know, I went out there for the second and, you know, felt like I was getting to work.
A couple of nice defensive plays you got back there. How much did that help you out on the mound?
Oh, big time. You know, I think both of them came in really important spots where if they get through, I think that's runs. So, you know, it's nice when you have defensive help like that and, you know, make great plays, and that was good to see.
How How important is it for you to continue to induce ground balls and just get through the innings efficiently?
Very important. You know, I think, my goal is to pitch as deep as possible. And, if you're hunting strikeouts, that tends to, get the pitch count up pretty quick. So, going for weak contact and ground balls, that's part of my game plan.
Feel like the curveball, did it get better as the outing went on, or was it pretty good throughout it?
Well, I felt like it got better. When it needed to be good, it was good. Early in the game, just trying to get some over, didn't quite get to some locations I'd like, but when I needed it, it was there.
Just when you walked in, I didn't know pitchers throw like that. What's that like for you? You like the quick tempo, or?
Well, I like the quick tempo when I'm out there. When I'm sitting down, I like a breather. I think after, let's say, a third or fourth, I said in the dugout, let's hit for a little bit, give me a breather.
What was it like working with Southie back there for the first time at
Carver Stadium? It was fun. We sat down before the game and had to put together a game plan, and we executed it pretty well, and I think we worked well together.
Surprised MJ got to that ball in left field?
Not particularly. I know he can move out there. But, it was a great play.
Same for the play that Garcia made, too, at third base early on.
I know how good of a third baseman he is, too, so not surprised, but glad he made it.
Yeah, some nice defense from Michael Garcia, as Andy Rogers mentions there in the second inning. MJ Melendez in the fourth. Even Salvador Perez gunning Willie Castro out to finish off Lugo's third. Some nice moments defensively. MJ gets an error in the ninth inning. It wasn't a great throw, no doubt. Like to see Salvi scoop that. Does that keep the runners at first and second, respectively? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Bad ninth inning nonetheless. Will Smith takes the loss as he gives up four runs in the ninth inning, and a 1-1 tie turns into a season-opening series loss to the defending division champion, Minnesota Twins. 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. Eric in Independence is listening once again this year. Thanks for the kind words, Eric. Appreciate you posting up with us here on the postgame show. From the 816, Vern, if this team cannot prove it can win by May, I'm done. I'm not going to waste my summer on a team that cannot muster offense. Thank God for the pitching. I hope they better win by May. I mean, if that's your point, yeah, go 0 for April, I'm with you. If they don't win a game in April, I'm done too. I'll make a pact with you, 816. They have a winless April, we all walk out. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7610. From the 432, Vern, I get it that you need to spin it so people listen, but be honest, we are really bad. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm guessing this is your first time if you think I'm here to spin it. But be honest, we are really bad. I can't say that. I can't say any team's really good or any team's really good or really bad. It's two games into a 162-game season. Certainly not the start that you want, but if you know something about the sport, it's idiotic to make claims on whether a team's really good or really bad two games in. So clean it up and learn some baseball, 432. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's where you can get in following this 5-1 loss. Hey, and an FYI, if you ever miss the postgame show, you can always download the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern. Go listen to that opening day postgame show if you think I'm trying to spin stuff. Angry after the opener. Patient after game two. That's how I would describe myself. I'm feeling patient right now. The reason why you lost this game today, the main culprit, in my opinion, was Will Smith. Do I think Will Smith is really, really bad? No. And he has a track record. Salvador Perez has a track record. Hunter Renfroe has a track record. Michael Wacha, who we're going to see coming up in the opener, Baltimore Monday night, has a track record. I rely on that more than I rely on two games. Let's go to Chase. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. As the Royals lose 5-1. Chase, what's up, man?
Burn, how we doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Third time on here, long time listener. I kind of want to revert back to what Bob Fesco said earlier this week when he was on with our manager, how this is one of the more anticipated seasons since 2016, I think he said. And, you know, I want to start off good. I think that the contract we gave Bobby is 100% warranted, and he's worth every penny. But I feel like he's the only one showing any kind of life or sense of urgency. You look back at the ninth inning, and we go three strikeouts with the bat on our shoulders with guys that we just paid. So my question to you is, do you agree? And who needs to kind of step up their game to make us better? I'll leave it at that. I'll let it go.
Cool. Appreciate the phone call, Chase. Salvi did swing. It was a strikeout swinging. But you're right. Renfro and Garrett Hampson stared at strike three, 96, blown right by him. I would say that I disagree on no one showing fire. Go watch John Schreiber come off the mound after the seventh. Watch Vinny's reaction to that inning-ending double play in the seventh. Watch Mikel Garcia after that home run on Thursday. Watch the dugout after MJ Melendez's two-out RBI knock in the sixth inning. Yeah, so I disagree that effort or fight or heart or whatever we're pointing at. No. They've just lost, and they've scored two runs. Teams often look lifeless when they're unable to scratch across some offense. Who needs to step up through two games? Well, Renfro. I mean, all the guys that I've mentioned. Renfro, Vinny, Salvi, Stratton, Schreiber, Smith. The guys that have performed poorly through two games need to perform better. Salvi has a track record of performing better. So does Will Smith. So does Chris Stratton. So does Hunter Renfro. So does Vinny Pasquantino. I know Vinny's is smaller than all the rest. What I'm seeing right now, and again, it's two games, but it does seem as if Vinny's thinking a lot out there, not just playing the game that comes so very natural to him. I think Vinny just needs that hard line drive over the shortstop's head, or that belted home run over the right center field wall. And I think the undeniable hitting machine that is Vinny Pasquantino will return. Appreciate the phone call. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Few more from the text line. I've been a Royals fan since 1975. Vern, there's no reason to panic. We're going to lose 90 games. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to fight you because if you've been a fan since 1975 or 1985 or 1995, you've seen a lot of losing. I mentioned it earlier today. The Royals have finished a game at or above 500 five times in the last 430 games. So I understand you come across this skepticism justifiably. I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah, it feels like same old Royals. Because they're losing. Because the Royals have lost a ton in the last 30 years. I get it. Do I see the same talent on this team that I saw as I sat here through every game of 2018 and 19 and 20 and 21 and 22 and 23? No, I don't. If you do, okay, fine. You say this is the same collection of talent? Fine. I would disagree. I think this is the best collection of pitching talent the Royals have had since 2016. Now, 2016 had more talent. I'm not saying they're as good as the 2016 pitching staff, but I think the stability in the rotation and the depth on the 40-man roster is as good as it's been in 8 years. We'll get to more of your phone calls, more of your text messages. Hey, I got nowhere else to be, ladies and gentlemen. I've been waiting months for this. I was hoping there would be a win by now, but hey, it's two games. Got to win tomorrow. Got to win tomorrow or else Monday. Boy, that drive to work is going to be a rough listen. Sports radio around the town, I'll tell you what. 5-1 the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Twins. We're back with more from you after this.
Behind the wheel of the Nissan Rogue, with the power of VC Turbo and the most fuel-efficient gas-powered engine in its class.
Watch this.
The protege can become a master. But this is no ordinary blockbuster. It's a Nissan sales event ad.
Level up your drive with 1.9% APR financing for 60 months on the 2023 Nissan Rogue. Shop the Nissan sales event. Visit your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Auto Pacific segmentation excluding hybrids and electric vehicles. 2024 APA fuel economy estimates from 28 City 34 Highway to 30 City 37 Highway for 2024 Nissan Rogue. Actual mileage may vary. For well-qualified buyers, 1.9% APR financing for 60 months on new 2023 Rogue and dealer stock. Example, 60 months financing at $1,748 per month per 1,000 financed. Actual down payment may vary. Subject to residency restrictions and NMAC credit approval, not all buyers qualify. Dealer contribution may affect actual price set by dealer. Contact dealer for details. Ends 4-1-24.
Baseball is back, and that means grand slams, no-hitters, and double plays. And there's no better place to get in on the baseball action this season than with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook app. Because right now, new customers can start the baseball season with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 you can use on money lines, totals, futures, strikeouts, home runs, you name it. Or you can combine your bets in a same-game parlay for a chance at an even bigger payout, all on an app that's safe, super secure, and easy to use. All you need to do is visit FanDuel.com, use my promo code /CDOT, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and also 610 Sports Radio. 21 and present in Kansas. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. This expires 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under agreement. Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Getting help is your best bet. Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
First pitch to Melendez. Fastball bounced through the vacated left side. Base hit into left center. Wind races around third. He's in his score standing. The Royals take the lead. 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth. MJ Melendez comes through with a runner in scoring position and two outs.
Oh, that was a thing of beauty. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Scoreless game in the sixth. Two on, two outs. Lefty on the hill. MJ Melendez steps to the dish and gets a first pitch fastball right down the pike. Doesn't try to get big, not trying to hit a three-run home run. Just executes. Let the scoreboard dictate your approach. Let the defense alignment dictate your approach. Defense was shifted against Melendez. He puts a beautiful swing on that pitch from the lefty Okert and hits it to the shortstop hole into left field, plating Bobby Witt Jr. and giving the Royals a 1-0 lead there in the bottom of the sixth. James MacArthur would give one back in the eighth to tie it up, and then Will Smith allows four runs in the ninth, and the Royals fall in game two this season, 5-1. They'll hope to avoid a sweep tomorrow, first pitch at 1:10. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. And real quick, let me reiterate, whether I'm right or not, my opinion, watching the game of the three relievers we saw today from the Royals, I thought the guy that gave up the lead pitched the best. He was throwing it where Salvi was asking for it. And Byron Buxton just chopped one over the head of Michael Garcia to tie the game up in the eighth inning. James MacArthur still very high on that big right-hander. Let's head out to Lee's Summit, talk with Bob. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. I have a few reasons in my head why we can't pick up a win yet, but why do you think specifically why?
Why they haven't won?
Yeah, I've been pinned to paper.
But what do you think?
Well, it's obviously count for the middle infield. I mean, obviously the MJ Melendez error, but the middle end, things like that. I was out there on my tractor when I heard we made the error and Will Smith let up the fucking two runs. Right, I'm like, right. Shit.
There we go. Okay, all right. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, good to have you back on air.
Yeah, real happy to be here.
Yeah, I actually was just calling in to say our offense may not be in midseason form, but the callers sure are, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people having a real boring Saturday, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, they're entertainment for us. That's all I know. I was going to also mention, last I checked, Luis Arraez for the Marlins, he's 0 for the season, and he won the batting title last year. So. Right.
Yep.
I think it's pretty diligent to apply some patience to our hitters and the bullpen, too. I mean, like you said, track record and all that. So don't get too worried. You know I'm not going to be. I'll be here all year long either way. But, it's really nice to have some pitching this year. And as always, Vern, win or lose, we'll still listen to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you. Let's head out to Hyde Park and talk with our friend Cheryl, who's on 610 Sports Radio following a 5-1 loss to the Twins. Cheryl, Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, I'm just great, Vern. It's so good to hear you. And I'm with that last caller. I mean, no, I don't like losing. I don't have the game down maybe to as fine a point as some of our listeners, callers have. But, I have my favorites on the team. And usually they're the newest and the youngest guys. And you know, I'm pulling for them, and I just want us to have an exciting season. We may not meet our objectives, and I'm so hoping that we can find a way to do that. But my real reason to call is, number one, I'm just so glad to hear you again. But and I love listening to the games. I'm hoping that. Like when we get runners on first and second, what is it that we just can't seem to move them up? This was kind of a thing last year where we had runners on base, second and third, whatever, maybe only one out, and we just kind of die. Salvi doesn't get a hit. I mean, some of the people that we expect to. Right. Rise to that occasion just kind of don't do it. I don't want any more home run people that get up there and just want to hit a home run. I'm just way over that. I want to see runners moved up. I'm a very old school baseball fan.
Well, and that was the issue last season, Cheryl. That thanks for the phone call. And I talked about it earlier today on the On Deck show. This was one of the, if not the main issue, second only to the we don't have any good pitchers issue from a season ago. But this was something that the organization was very open in acknowledging throughout the offseason was whether it's gripping the bat too tight, it's getting big, trying to be the hero, selfish baseball, or just an inability to execute. The Royals, with runners in scoring position, man on third with two outs, whatever the situation was, where good teams capitalize, the moments that ultimately dictate more times than not a win and a loss, those 50-50 games that we talk about so very often. You're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54. What do you do with those 54 jump balls? That's, Cheryl, that's why I was so frustrated after game one. Because the reason why I've called this season the deep end is because ownership, the front office, and the coaching staff have done everything, in my opinion, to surround the six hitters that were in the lineup today that we saw quite often last year, a part of that 106-loss team,
ownership, the front office, and the coaching staff have done just about everything that they can or are able to put those hitters in better situations to succeed this year. No longer should they feel as if we got to score 6-7 runs in order to have a chance to win. Most days when you're driving to the ballpark, I got to imagine these hitters think, hey, we got so-and-so on the mound. He's going to give us a chance to win if we could just execute in those moments that you're talking about, Cheryl. Now, like we saw in the opener, leadoff double from MJ Melendez, and he never moves off of second base. Renfro can't advance him. He grounds out to the left side. Frazier pops out, and Velasquez strikes out. You saw it again. Leadoff single in the fifth inning in game one. Velasquez is ahead in the count 3-0 and grounds into a 5-4-3 double play. You capitalize in one of those spots? Honestly, I think the Royals win on Thursday, but you didn't. Goes down as a loss, and now we're staring down the barrel of a three-game sweep. Today you lost the game because one of your veterans, one of the guys with a real track record, had a blip, had a rough go. In no way do I think it's going to become a trend. It could. Of course it could. It's baseball. Anything is possible. Salvi could have a down year. Haven't really seen it in a long time, but it's possible, sure. That's why I was frustrated after game one, because if this is going to be another very bad season, if they're going to drown in the deep end, because again, they're properly equipped. They've been prepared for this very difficult start to the season. They have the pitching. They have, in my opinion, a manager and a front office that are not going to sit on their hands, that are not going to just gift you a job. You saw that. Reagans, you're the opening day guy. Not giving it to a vet. Marsh, you're in the rotation. We're not giving it to the big money guy, Jordan Lyles. Now, Michael Massey, you're going to have to earn your way back to the big leagues. Prado, you're going to have to earn your way back to the big leagues. Velasquez, Lofton, it's going to be merit-based. Who wins that job? Who wins a majority of the at-bats? If the Royals can just stay afloat, avoid drowning in these first 6 weeks, avoid drowning in the deep end, I think you and I could have a very fun summer into June, July, maybe even August and September. But if not, if they do indeed drown in the deep end, it's going to look like Thursday. In my opinion, that's what it looks like. I guess it could look like today. Yeah, sure, I guess you could have a bad bullpen. I don't think that's the case because of track record and the stability in your rotation. I think the amount of innings that you're going to get from these starting pitchers are going to allow that bullpen to rest and be at its best. Cheryl, thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Henry from Topeka writing in. Vern, Seth Lugo looked pretty good today. His curveball's a knee buckler. And Josh, it's only two games. I'm not anywhere close to panic mode just yet. Let's get a win tomorrow and go Royals. Few more from the text line. From the 816, Vern, we need to preach R-E-L-A-X. Relax. I get we as fans are fickle and swing emotionally, but man, let's let this play out. We've got some guys that need to get going, no doubt, and they will. But Vern, relax. Okay, I appreciate you saying that. I'm not going to get on the radio and tell Royals fans that they should relax. Because I understand where the game of baseball is in 2024. I realize how great the Kansas City Chiefs have been. So to a lot of you, it's just same old, same old. Maybe you're unaware of the track record of these bullpen arms that you brought in, unaware of the track record of Hunter Renfro and Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo. And I'm not a cheerleader for the team, so I'm not going to get on here and try to sell you. I'll tell you that they are different players, that I believe they have more talent. But you got a lot going on in your life. You got Super Bowl parade seemingly every single year. Maybe you're not paying attention to the hot stove as closely as, you know, some of us are. You show up on opening day going, all right, I don't care who these guys are. They just better win, and they're not winning. So I understand it. I'm not going to tell, again, Kansas City, a franchise that has seen five seasons above 500 since the strike. That's 30 years, five winning seasons. I'm not telling Kansas City to relax. I'm not panicked. But like I mentioned, I understand, or I believe I know what it's going to look like if things do go south. But vice versa, I think I laid out what it looks like if things tick up. Reagans, Singer, and more of this from MJ Melendez. And I think you got a pretty good team. 913-586-7610. Let's go up to St. Joe, talk with Rob. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, Burn. I was at the game today, and I had some exciting moments. If you didn't look at the scoreboard, it sure felt like it was a lot more than the one run that we got. But in the end of things, when Will Smith was on the mound, you had a lefty-righty matchup against Buxton. Buxton's clearly their best hitter. He was putting the ball in play today, and I just don't know why. I thought they should have walked him when they had a guy on first and second was open. But then when the dude advanced to second, first was open, I don't know why. They decided to pitch to him. And the big thing is, yeah, we can't control a slow start with the bats or the pitching. That coaching move is something that we had control over. And I'm disappointed that nothing was said about that in the post-game conference with Coach Q. What are your thoughts on that?
Appreciate the phone call. So Buxton against Will Smith. At that point, once Farmer is takes second base to make it second and third with I thought we at the bases, I thought they were bases were juiced for Buxton. No. Sacrifice fly. Yeah, two on to bring up Carlos Correa. To your point, he was 0-for-4. Now MJ Melendez did rob him of an RBI double in the fourth inning. Pick your poison. I think Carlos Correa's got a better track record than Byron Buxton, especially in those big moments. I wasn't thinking it in the moment, so I'm not going to sit here and act as if you're right or you're wrong. I think it's a fair point. I'm glad that you brought it up on the post-game show because, you know, I'm going to miss stuff. That's the beauty of baseball. But as I'm sitting here managing along with the game, I wasn't thinking to put Buxton on and let Correa step to the dish with bases juiced and two outs. Not saying you're wrong, but I wasn't thinking it, so I'm not going to crush anyone. Not a great answer, but that's just me being honest. I'm not going to pretend to be the smartest guy in the room or act as if I have it all figured out. No, wasn't thinking that in the ninth inning. Maybe that's a mistake by me. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Big Mark, who's in Winston. Let's see how this goes. Go ahead, Mark.
What's going on, Burn? It's good to hear you again, man. You're one of the best that does it. Glad to hear your voice back on here, and I believe in this team, man. I think we're about ready to rip off 10 in a row, be sitting 10-2. Got to believe. I think this is it. I say every year, everybody always gives me grief, and I'm like, no, I really think we have the tools and the crew to do it. So that's all I got to say. Just keep believing. I think we're about ready to catch a little bit of fire, and that's all I got to say. Thanks for the
man, that'd be nice. Yeah, thanks for placing it, man. That'd be nice. 10 in a row, I'm certainly not going to expect that, especially when you're staring down the Baltimore Orioles and their home opener on Monday. Now, you're well-equipped with Michael Wacha, no doubt. Now, you are going to see Corbin Burns in the finale, but you're going to have Cole Reagans on the hill. Look, My hope has been, since spring, win one against the Twins, win one against the Orioles, split with the White Sox. What, you're 4-6 over the first 10? I'll take that right now. I think we would all take that because that means you're going 4-4 over the next 8. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Pam wants to see more bunting. She's bringing up the opening game. Leadoff double, how come we didn't lay down a bunt? Renfro would have been the one to lay down the bunt. I don't think Hunter Renfro is a really good bunter. I mean, there aren't very many good bunters in Major League Baseball. It's very much a lost art. You can bemoan that fact all you want, but Hunter Renfro has been paid for a number of years to hit home runs and doubles, not to lay down bunts. I wonder when the last time he laid down a bunt was. From the 913, Vern, this team has to quit thinking they have an all-star bullpen. If we have a starter doing well, keep running them out there. Hey, that's fine. You're certainly not the only one thinking that. Now, I was fine pulling Lugo after 6. I saw Schreiber warming up. I'm thinking, all right, Schreiber in the 7th, MacArthur in the 8th, Smith in the 9th, 1-0, Royals win. Let's do it. But at 86 pitches, there was some talk in the press box of running Lugo back out there, but you heard Matt Cutrero after the game saying, no, he was done in our eyes. First start of the season. He certainly did his job. 6 innings of 2-hit baseball handed over to a very much rested bullpen. You want to get these guys in games. And I understand your point, Texter, right? We've all learned from Denny Matthews, every time you point out to the bullpen, there's a chance that you're calling on a guy that just doesn't have it, that it's just not his night. I think that was the case with Will Smith. Text line 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Oh, here, wow, 2 games in from the 6-3-0 from B in Surprise, Arizona. Vern, at what point does Alex Zumwalt get looked at? The hitting coach. Man, I have been doing this way too long. I remember when Andre David and Jack Maloof, you wanted them gone. Pedro Grifol, you wanted him gone. Dale Swaim. Terry Bradshaw. Always blaming the hitting coach or the pitching coach. Oh, man, that to me is always so very silly. Because who's struggling right now offensively? Salvi is 0 for 7. Renfro's 0 for 7. You kidding me? Salvi's Salvi. Hunter Renfro's who he is. This isn't a hitting coach thing. Vinny Pasquantino's coming off an injury, and to me, thinking way too much, or at least looks like he's thinking too much out there. Offensively, defensively, it just doesn't look natural right now for Vinny. I know it's in there. I'm not worried about Vinny. I'm certainly not worried about the hitting coach. Let's not do that, guys. That's always, in my opinion, rather silly. Derek in Rayville. Vern, this might be a dumb question, considering only 3 or 4 guys on this team will be able to play in the stadium. But do you think some of the guys are pressing with the votes coming up on Tuesday? No. No, I don't, Derek. Not in the least. Honestly, the only time I think they even are aware of the stadium vote and all that is when they put on those T-shirts that say vote yes on question 1 or whatever it says. No, they couldn't care less. What they want to do is win baseball games. I'm not really seeing any pressing. Now Salvi wants to come through with a big knock. Hunter Renfro wants to truly feel like a Kansas City Royal. It's tough to feel a part of a new team unless you do something to help that team win. Until you can have a post-game celebration and you feel as if you were a key cog in that victory. I wouldn't call it pressing. I would say it's, you know, first impression, trying to make the fan base like you. You can call that pressing, I guess, if you want. Not the type of pressing that would get me concerned, I'll put it that way. And certainly, I certainly do not believe it has anything to do with the vote coming up on Tuesday. Really, outside of the owner's suite, I really don't think anybody else in the organization is all that consumed with the vote on Tuesday. I know the front office, I don't want to say couldn't care less, because their boss cares, so they need to care, but the front office couldn't care less. Players, coaches, they do not care. They just want to win, man. Spike in St. Joe. Vern, do you think a batter should have to make an attempt to get out of the way of a pitch? Talking about that, Jeffers hit by pitch in the ninth inning, just stood there, and I guess it grazed off of his pant leg. I couldn't really see it, and that was a tough way to start that ninth inning rally, at least from a Royals perspective, that four-run ninth inning for the Minnesota Twins. Spike, you can't be leaning into the pitch, but... And let me be honest, I wasn't a very good...
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Pen to paper.
Well, what do you think?
Well, it's obviously out for the middle infield. I mean, obviously the MJ Melendez air, but the middle end, you know, things like that. I was out there on my tractor when I heard we made the air and Will Smith let up the fucking two runs. Right, I'm like,
right,
shit.
There we go. Okay. All right. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kyle in the Northland. Kyle, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, good to have you back on air.
Yeah, real happy to be here.
Yeah, I actually was just calling in to say our offense may not be in midseason form, but the callers sure are, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people having a real boring Saturday, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, they're entertainment for us. That's all I know. I was going to also mention, last I checked, Luis Arraez for the Marlins, he's 0 for the season. He won the batting title last year. So.
Right. Yep.
I think it's pretty diligent to apply some patience to our hitters and the bullpen, too. I mean, like you said, track record and all that. So don't get too worried. You know I'm not going to be. I'll be here all year long either way. But, yeah, it's really nice to have some pitching this year. And as always, Vern, win or lose, we'll still listen to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, bro. Thank you. Let's head out to Hyde Park and talk with our friend Cheryl, who's on 610 Sports Radio following a 5-1 loss to the Twins. Cheryl, Happy New Year. How are you?
Well, I'm just great, Vern. It's so good to hear you. And I'm with that last caller. I mean, no, I don't like losing. You know, I'm not don't have the game down maybe to as fine a point as some of our listeners, callers have. But, yeah, I have my favorites on the team. And usually they're the newest and the youngest guys. And, you know, I'm pulling for them, and I just want us to have an exciting season. We may not meet our objectives, and I'm so hoping that we can find a way to do that. But my real reason to call is, number one, I'm just so glad to hear you again, but and I love listening to the games. I'm hoping that like when we get runners on first and second, what is it that we just can't seem to move them up? This was kind of a thing last year where we had runners on base, second and third, whatever, maybe only one out, and we just kind of die. You know, Salvi doesn't get a hit. I mean, some of the people that we expect to rise to that occasion just kind of don't do it. I don't want any more home run people that get up there and just want to hit a home run. I'm just way over that. I want to see runners moved up. I'm a very old school baseball fan.
Well, and that was the issue last season, Cheryl. That thanks for the phone call. That and I talked about it earlier today on the On Deck Show. This was one of the, if not the main issue, you know, second only to the we don't have any good pitchers issue from a season ago. But this was something that the organization was very open in acknowledging throughout the offseason was whether it's gripping the bat too tight, it's getting big, trying to be the hero, selfish baseball, or just an inability to execute. The Royals, with runners in scoring position, man on third with two outs, whatever the situation was, where good teams capitalize, the moments that ultimately dictate more times than not a win and a loss, those 50-50 games that we talk about so very often. You know, you're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54. What do you do with those 54 jump balls? That's, Cheryl, that's why I was so frustrated after game one. Because the reason why I've called this season the deep end is because ownership, the front office, and the coaching staff have done everything, in my opinion, to surround the six hitters that were in the lineup today that we saw quite often last year, a part of that 106-loss team. ownership, the front office, and the coaching staff have done just about everything that they can or are able to put those hitters in better situations to succeed this year. No longer should they feel as if we got to score 6-7 runs in order to have a chance to win. Most days when you're driving to the ballpark, I got to imagine these hitters think, hey, we got so-and-so on the mound. He's going to give us a chance to win if we could just execute in those moments that you're talking about, Cheryl. Now, like we saw in the opener, leadoff double from MJ Melendez, and he never moves off of second base. Renfro can't advance him. He grounds out to the left side. Frazier pops out, and Velasquez strikes out. You saw it again. Leadoff single in the fifth inning in game one. Velasquez is ahead in the count 3-0 and grounds into a 5-4-3 double play. You capitalize in one of those spots? Honestly, I think the Royals win on Thursday, but you didn't. Goes down as a loss, and now we're staring down the barrel of a three-game sweep. Today you lost the game because one of your veterans, one of the guys with a real track record, had a blip, had a rough go. In no way do I think it's going to become a trend. It could. Of course it could. It's baseball. Anything is possible. Salvi could have a down year. Haven't really seen it in a long time, but it's possible, sure. That's why I was frustrated after game one, because if this is going to be another very bad season, if they're going to drown in the deep end, because again, they're properly equipped. They've been prepared for this very difficult start to the season. They have the pitching. They have, in my opinion, a manager and a front office that are not going to sit on their hands, that are not going to just gift you a job. You saw that. Reagans, you're the opening day guy. Not giving it to a vet. Marsh, you're in the rotation. We're not giving it to the big money guy, Jordan Lyles. Now, Michael Massey, you're going to have to earn your way back to the big leagues. Prado, you're going to have to earn your way back to the big leagues. Velasquez, Lofton, it's going to be merit-based. Who wins that job? Who wins a majority of the at-bats? If the Royals can just stay afloat, avoid drowning in these first 6 weeks, avoid drowning in the deep end, I think you and I could have a very fun summer into June, July, maybe even August and September. But if not, if they do indeed drown in the deep end, it's going to look like Thursday. In my opinion, that's what it looks like. I guess it could look like today. Yeah, sure, I guess you could have a bad bullpen. I don't think that's the case because of track record and the stability in your rotation. I think the amount of innings that you're going to get from these starting pitchers are going to allow that bullpen to rest and be at its best. Cheryl, thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Henry from Topeka writing in. Vern, Seth Lugo looked pretty good today. His curveball's a knee buckler. And Josh, it's only two games. I'm not anywhere close to panic mode just yet. Let's get a win tomorrow and go Royals. Few more from the text line. From the 816, Vern, we need to preach R-E-L-A-X. Relax. I get we as fans are fickle and swing emotionally, but man, let's let this play out. We've got some guys that need to get going, no doubt, and they will. But Vern, relax. Okay, I appreciate you saying that. I'm not going to get on the radio and tell Royals fans that they should relax. Because I understand where the game of baseball is in 2024. I realize how great the Kansas City Chiefs have been. So to a lot of you, it's just same old, same old. Maybe you're unaware of the track record of these bullpen arms that you brought in, unaware of the track record of Hunter Renfro and Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo. And I'm not a cheerleader for the team, so I'm not going to get on here and try to sell you. I'll tell you that they are different players, that I believe they have more talent. But you got a lot going on in your life. You got Super Bowl parade seemingly every single year. Maybe you're not paying attention to the hot stove as closely as, you know, some of us are. You show up on opening day going, all right, I don't care who these guys are. They just better win, and they're not winning. So I understand it. I'm not going to tell, again, Kansas City, a franchise that has seen five seasons above 500 since the strike. That's 30 years, five winning seasons. I'm not telling Kansas City to relax. I'm not panicked. But like I mentioned, I understand, or I believe I know what it's going to look like if things do go south. But vice versa, I think I laid out what it looks like if things tick up. Reagan's, Singer, and more of this from MJ Melendez. And I think you got a pretty good team. 913-586-7610. Let's go up to St. Joe. Talk with Rob. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, Bern. I was at the game today, and I had some exciting moments. If you didn't look at the scoreboard, it sure felt like it was a lot more than the one run that we got. But in the end of things, when Will Smith was on the mound, you had a lefty-righty matchup against Buxton. Buxton's clearly their best hitter. He was putting the ball in play today, and I just don't know why. I thought they should have walked him when they had a guy on first and second was open. But then when the dude advanced to second, first was open. I don't know why they decided to pitch to him. And the big thing is, yeah, we can't control a slow start with the bats or the pitching. That coaching move is something that we had control over. And I'm disappointed that nothing was said about that in the post-game conference with Coach Q. What are your thoughts on that?
Appreciate the phone call. So Buxton against Will Smith. At that point, once Farmer is takes second base to make it second and third with I thought we had the bases. I thought bases were juiced for Buxton. No. Sacrifice fly. Yeah, two on to bring up Carlos Correa. To your point, he was 0 for 4. Now MJ Melendez did rob him of an RBI double in the fourth inning. Pick your poison. I think Carlos Correa's got a better track record than Byron Buxton, especially in those big moments. Listen, I wasn't thinking it in the moment, so I'm not going to sit here and act as if you're right or you're wrong. I think it's a fair point. I'm glad that you brought it up on the post-game show because, you know, I'm going to miss stuff. That's the beauty of baseball. But as I'm sitting here managing along with the game, I wasn't thinking to put Buxton on and let Correa step to the dish with bases juiced and two outs. Not saying you're wrong, but I wasn't thinking it, so I'm not going to crush anyone. Not a great answer, but that's just me being honest. I'm not going to pretend to be the smartest guy in the room or act as if I have it all figured out. No, wasn't thinking that in the ninth inning. Maybe that's a mistake by me. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Big Mark, who's in Winston. Let's see how this goes. Go ahead, Mark.
What's going on, Bern? It's good to hear you again, man. You're one of the best that does it. Just glad to hear your voice back on here. And I believe in this team, man. I think we're about ready to rip off 10 in a row, be sitting 10-2. Got to believe. I think this is it. I say every year, everybody always gives me grief, and I'm like, no, I really think we have the tools and the crew to do it. So that's all I got to say. Just keep believing. I think we're about ready to catch a little bit of fire, and that's all I got to say. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks for placing it, man. That'd be nice. 10 in a row, I'm certainly not going to expect that, especially when you're staring down the Baltimore Orioles and their home opener on Monday. Now, you're well-equipped with Michael Wacha, no doubt. Now, you are going to see Corbin Burns in the finale, but you're going to have Cole Reagans on the hill. Look, my expectation, not my expectation, my hope has been, you know, since spring, win one against the Twins, win one against the Orioles, split with the White Sox. What, you're 4-6 over the first 10? I'll take that right now. I think we would all take that because that means you're going 4-4 over the next 8. A few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Pam wants to see more bunting. She's bringing up the opening game. Leadoff double, how come we didn't lay down a bunt? Renfro would have been the one to lay down the bunt. I don't think Hunter Renfro is a really good bunter. I mean, there aren't very many good bunters in Major League Baseball. It's very much a lost art. You can bemoan that fact all you want, but Hunter Renfro has been paid for a number of years to hit home runs and doubles, not to lay down bunts. I wonder when the last time he laid down a bunt was. From the 913, Vern, this team has to quit thinking they have an all-star bullpen. If we have a starter doing well, keep running them out there. Hey, that's fine. You're certainly not the only one thinking that. Now, I was fine pulling Lugo after 6. I saw Schreiber warming up. I'm thinking, all right, Schreiber in the 7th, MacArthur in the 8th, Smith in the 9th, 1-0, Royals win. Let's do it. But at 86 pitches, there was some talk in the press box of running Lugo back out there, but you heard Matt Cutrero after the game saying, no, he was done in our eyes. First start of the season. He certainly did his job. 6 innings of 2-hit baseball handed over to a very much rested bullpen. You want to get these guys in games. And I understand your point, Texter, right? We've all learned from Denny Matthews, every time you point out to the bullpen, there's a chance that you're calling on a guy that just doesn't have it, that it's just not his night. I think that was the case with Will Smith. Text line 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Oh, here, wow, 2 games in from the 6-3-0 from B in Surprise, Arizona. Vern, at what point does Alex Zumwalt get looked at? The hitting coach. Man, I have been doing this way too long. I remember when Andre David and Jack Maloof, you wanted them gone. Pedro Grifol, you wanted him gone. Dale Swaim. Terry Bradshaw. Always blaming the hitting coach or the pitching coach. Oh, man, that to me is always so very silly. Because who's struggling right now offensively? Salvi is 0-7. Renfro's 0-7. You kidding me? Salvi's Salvi. Hunter Renfro's who he is. This isn't a hitting coach thing. Vinny Pasquantino's coming off an injury, and to me, thinking way too much, or at least looks like he's thinking too much out there. Offensively, defensively, it just doesn't look natural right now for Vinny. I know it's in there. I'm not worried about Vinny. I'm certainly not worried about the hitting coach. Let's not do that, guys. That's always, in my opinion, rather silly. Derek in Rayville. Vern, this might be a dumb question, considering only 3 or 4 guys on this team will be able to play in the stadium. But do you think some of the guys are pressing with the votes coming up on Tuesday? No. No, I don't, Derek. Not in the least. Honestly, the only time I think they even are aware of the stadium vote and all that is when they put on those T-shirts that say vote yes on question 1 or whatever it says. No, they couldn't care less. What they want to do is win baseball games. I'm not really seeing any pressing. Salvi wants to come through with a big knock. Hunter Renfro wants to truly feel like a Kansas City Royal. It's tough to feel a part of a new team unless you do something to help that team win. Till you can have a post-game celebration, and you feel as if you were a key cog in that victory. I wouldn't call it pressing. I would say it's, you know, first impression, trying to make the fan base like you. You can call that pressing, I guess, if you want. Not the type of pressing that would get me concerned, I'll put it that way. And certainly, I certainly do not believe it has anything to do with the vote coming up on Tuesday. Really, outside of the owner's suite, I really don't think anybody else in the organization is all that consumed with the vote on Tuesday. I know the front office, I don't want to say couldn't care less, because their boss cares, so they need to care, but the front office couldn't care less. Players, coaches, they do not care. They just want to win, man. Spike in St. Joe. Vern, do you think a batter should have to make an attempt to get out of the way of a pitch? Talking about that, Jeffers hit by pitch in the ninth inning, just stood there, and I guess it grazed off of his pant leg. I couldn't really see it, and that was a tough way to start that ninth inning rally, at least from a Royals perspective, that four-run ninth inning for the Minnesota Twins. Spike, no. You can't be leaning into the pitch. But, and let me be honest, I wasn't a very good baseball player. I had a lot of heart, a lot of tenacity. And that was kind of my move, was to crowd the plate, and I didn't move. I would let the ball hit me. That was my way of getting on first base. That was the only way, really, I was getting on first base. Actually, I remember one time I got hit, and the umpire said, "Man, young man, you got to make an attempt to get out of the way. You stay up here. Your plate appearance continues." I understand your point to a certain extent, though, Spike, especially with the kind of armor guys are wearing now. They're not afraid to get hit with that 96 mile per hour if you got all that Barry Bonds body armor on. But no, so long as you don't lean into it, I have no issue with it. Thank you very much, Spike. Always nice to know that you're listening out there, buddy. Especially after another 0-2 start to the season, back-to-back years in which the boys have dropped the first two to open up their campaign. So it's once again on to Brady Singer. We look to the young, he's not young anymore, he's now the third longest tenured Royal, but we look to Brady Singer to salvage a game. We've been doing that for about 3.5 years. Brady, help us, you're our only hope. Brady Singer, Bailey Ober, 110 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air live from the K beginning at 12 noon. Thanks to James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. We got 160 more to go. Hope you continue to join us. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Take care.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.